Since the end of the Cold War, President Bush says Russia has tended to view the expansion of freedom and democracy as a threat to its interests. Mr. Bush told reporters at the White House that the days of satellite states and spheres of influence are over, and Russia's attacks in Georgia have damaged its credibility.
Bullying and intimidation are not acceptable ways to conduct foreign policy in the 21st century. Only Russia can decide whether it will now put itself back on the path of responsible nations or continue to pursue a policy that promises only confrontation and isolation.
Mr. Bush says he hopes Russia's leaders recognize that a future of cooperation and peace benefits all parties, and he says a contentious relationship between Russia and America is in neither nation's interest. Russian forces continue to control the Georgian city of Gori, with tanks and military vehicles blocking access to Georgian authorities who've tried to re-enter the abandoned city. Russian officials told reporters they're busy providing humanitarian assistance. Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili told CNN Thursday that Russian troops occupy a third of his country. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was in the Georgian capital for talks with President Saakashvili in hopes of reaching agreement on a ceasefire that ensures the withdrawal of Russian troops from areas outside the breakaway republics of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. President Bush will meet with Rice at his Texas ranch Friday evening for a briefing on her trip, which also included talks in France with President Nicolas Sarkozy. Mr. Bush says Rice, in Tbilisi, expressed America's wholehearted support for Georgia's democracy.
The United States and our allies stand with the people of Georgia and their democratically elected government. Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity must be respected. Moscow must honor its commitment to withdraw its invading forces from all Georgian territory.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the world can forget about Georgia's territorial integrity as President Dmitry Medvedev Thursday met with leaders of the breakaway republics. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino dismissed the Russian Foreign Minister's statement as bluster that Washington will ignore. President Bush says some Americans may wonder why events in a small country halfway around the world matter to the United States. He says Georgia has become a courageous democracy since the fall of the Soviet Union, holding free elections and opening up its economy.
Georgia has sent troops to Afghanistan and Iraq to help others achieve the liberty that they struggled so hard to attain. To further strengthen their democracy, Georgia has sought to join the free institutions of the West. The people of Georgia have cast their lot with a free world, and we will not cast them aside.
President Bush has ordered the U.S. military to begin a humanitarian relief mission in Georgia, and he expects Russia to honor its commitment to ensure that all lines of communication and transport, including seaports, airports, roads, and airspace, remain open for the delivery of assistance and for civilian transit. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.